Although Prince was literally abandoned by his parents at age 12, though age 7, when his parents divorced, might be more accurate, or even earlier, as it is with most of us underclass, as we are all abandoned due to our parents' preoccupation with the survival issues imposed by the coerced work system. And we must give his parents credit, as he does, for not killing his spirit or breaking his will. It wasn't long before the state, as parent, noticed him as a concern when he presented himself, quote unquote, for obviously in their eyes, when he presented himself as a recalcitrant to the music industry early, very early on. It wasn't long before the state, as parent, stepped in and began applying what I'm sure they considered the needed corrective and monitoring, lifelong monitoring, following, behind, punishing, letting him, along the way, point out for them their weaknesses, because this is a brilliant man. And what I've learned from my own experience with these tactics is that, you know, they definitely learn on your attempts to just be unmolested by these people, just to try to exist without being hurt, and do what you're going to do, what you are here to do on this earth. And so you attempt to continue doing that, and they continue the punishment. So this is a process whereby they squeeze you and see which way you move, and then try to block that exit. This is another reason why it's so critical that we not just continue to let this happen as they improve their techniques for strangling us. We have the means now to begin global conversations, and all of us have a responsibility to not let any subsequent generations inherit this mess. And don't we want to be free? come on. We got the means. Let's start talking about it. So I don't think we can. I know we cannot share prints authentically and in the process better understand ourselves, as we'll be looking at, and the current challenges that face us in defending ourselves and getting free, if we don't appreciate that his life, an extreme version of our own, was completely dominated by false folks. It takes a long time to sort that out. I can testify, because we are of good heart and we judge others by ourselves. They create a completely artificial world around us, and folks they are afraid of, like Prince, and he was so young, and we take people at their word, and so there's no way we can know precisely when he figured out that this was an artificial, I don't mean that the world of class is an artificial construction, yes, it is, I mean literally that they try to pack false people around him. That's what they've done with me. And what they've done with me is nothing compared to what they would do to someone like him. This is, I have absolutely no doubt about that. It takes a while to sort it out. And I believe that they have been doing this routinely for quite some time. So he, and particularly artists, have suffered. Because you can't do what you're here to do as an artist without coming into clashing with this state that requires that they sort of, which mandates their sanctioning of thought. And it's, and thereby wants to punish anybody who starts putting out thoughts that they consider dangerous for their maintaining their control. And we'll continue to explore how minimal, in a sense, that is, how little it takes to find yourself as an artist getting on the bad side of these guys. And I hope we all start thinking about that, that they've been doing this for quite some time. There are a lot of folk who have been killed and harmed, punished with electromagnetic force weapons that no one can talk about. Think about it for you. Just try to empathize a little bit. Think about if it were you, what could you do in the absence of public pressure and acknowledgement that these things exist? It has worked only because of our silence about them. We have to change that. They created a completely artificial world around him that is just an extreme version of what they do to all of us. All of us are being held in a concentration camp while some among us, like Prince, are being tortured while we pretend not to notice. I mean, he's been talking about it in his music. That's the only way he can. And yes, because I've been hurt by these folk, it's extremely evident to me. But I can't believe that you have to actually be experiencing EMF to see his pleas clearly articulated, his rage, his fury clearly articulated in his music. And recognize that this man needs folks to stand with him, needs folks to support him, and to begin that conversation. That was on us, and I'm afraid, I have to admit, we failed him. It's hideous to contemplate. That these folks got in this man because he absorbed what was around him. That's what made him so masterful at what he did. But thinking on this, it could be an event analogous to that scene in The Last Matrix when Mr. Smith finally kills the Oracle only to have her power, her love, released into the world. Let's make the murder of Prince a completely analogous event to this.